Good morning. Very good to be with you today.
早晨，今朝好兴奋，能够来到大家当中。
And delighted to be able to share the pulpit with Dr. Simon Lee on this occasion.
我亦都好开心咧，能够同佢咧系同台一齐嘅侍奉。
I'm going to speak to a topic that is of great importance to all of us, but of particular importance to me.
我特别咧系想同大家分享一个非常我自己重视嘅题目，亦都系相信咧大家都好重视嘅题目。
I'm interested in the question, how is the faith transmitted from one generation to the next?
我想问嘅问题就系我哋信仰点能够世代相传。
We care about this as parents.
我哋做父母嘅，我哋都会好关心呢件事。
But we also are interested in this here in the church.
我哋作为教会嘅，喺教会里边，我哋都希望世代相传。
How can our children at home or in the church come to the same faith that we have?
到底我哋教会同埋咧，我哋嘅家庭点样咧能够继续咧将我哋所信嘅福音咧世代相传？
And it's a question that is addressed by the text that has been read for us this morning.
呢个嘅答案咧系喺我哋今日嘅经文里边可以揾到嘅。
Please notice with me again the words of 2 Timothy chapter 1 and 2.
我哋请大家睇我哋提摩太后书第一章第一同埋第二节。
We see that Paul speaks about the home and the church.
我哋睇见咧提摩太前书后书度咧系唔单止讲到屋企，亦都讲到教会嘅。
Notice that with respect to the home, he speaks about the mother. This is in verse 5, the mother Eunice and the grandmother Lois.
我哋睇到家庭方面咧，我哋睇到佢提到咧系罗尔佢嘅妈妈同埋咧佢嘅外祖母罗尔同埋咧佢嘅妈妈呢一个嘅友尼基。
And he observes how the faith that Timothy has first resided in Lois, then in Eunice, and now resides in Timothy.
呢度咧提摩太呢个嘅后书咧，特别保罗提到就系呢一个嘅信仰嘅根源咧，首先咧系喺罗尔，跟住咧就喺呢一个嘅友尼基，然之后咧今日咧喺呢一个嘅提摩太嘅身上。
And so we see how the faith is transmitted in the home from one generation to the next.
我睇见呢个嘅信仰就从一代传一代。
This text has always been a favorite of mine for a very special reason.
呢一个嘅经文咧，对我嚟讲系非常嘅重要，咁有好多嘅原因嘅。
It just so happens that my middle name is Timothy.
我个名咧，中间嘅名咧就系叫做提摩太。
And my mother's name is Eunice.
咁咧，我妈妈嘅名咧就系、是、叫做友尼基。
Now it would be even more special if my grandmother's name was Lois.
如果我外祖母咧，佢名咧系罗尔咧，就更加好啦。
But I was not able to arrange that.
但系我就唔可以安排呢件事嘅。
But as I speak to you today, I do so deeply grateful to my mother and to my father.
当我讲呢件事嘅时候，我特别咧系好多谢我爸爸同埋我妈妈。
My mother actually lives very close to here on number one road.
我妈妈其实咧喺好近咧，我哋教会咧附近住嘅。
And she worships at your sister church, Richmond Alliance Church.
佢就喺我哋嘅姊妹教会，就系咧列治文宣道会。
And as I speak to you today, I'm deeply grateful to her and to my father for the ways in which they nurtured me in the Christian faith.
当我讲起呢件事嘅时候，我特别咧系多谢佢同埋我爸爸。怎样呢在由细将信仰来去灌输给我。
I'm grateful to them, but I'm also grateful to their parents who nurtured them in the faith.
我特别多谢佢，唔单止亦都多谢佢，更加是多谢佢的父母。
So I look back to my grandparents and my parents.
所以我想我自己的祖父祖母。
But then I speak to you today as a father and a grandfather.
但是今天呢我自己呢亦都是一个爸爸，亦都呢是一个阿公。
And I recognize my responsibility as with my parents to raise my sons in the faith and in turn invest in the lives of my grandchildren.
作为爸爸又好，作为爷爷又好，我觉得我身上肩负一个很重要的责任，就向我的儿女和我的孙来去灌输神的道。
As the faith is transmitted from one generation to the next.
当我们的信仰如何从一代传到下一代。
And this is a vital part of parental responsibility.
这个是我们做父母一个非常重要的一个责任。
We cannot merely say, well, this is the job of the church.
我们不可以说这个是教会的责任。
Or as men, we can't say, well, it's the wife's responsibility.
作为男人，我们不可以说这个是女人的责任。
As fathers and as mothers, we are called to raise our children in the faith.
做父亲的，做母亲的，我们一起都有责任将我们儿女来去呢， 喺信仰上面去栽培佢哋。
To pass on the faith from one generation to the next.
将信仰一代传一代。
But then Paul also speaks about the church.
但系保罗唔单止讲到家庭，佢亦都讲到教会。
Paul is an older man writing to a younger man.
保罗系一个比较年长嘅人，佢向一个年轻嘅人写信。
Notice how in verse 2 of chapter 1 he refers to Timothy as my beloved child.
请大家留意喺第二节呢个保罗写信嘅时候呢，佢特别提到我亲爱嘅儿子提摩太。
And then in chapter 2 verse 1 he speaks of him again as my child.
喺第二章第一节同样呢，佢就话我儿。
Paul is not his biological father.
我哋大家都知道佢唔系佢亲生嘅爸爸。
Rather, he is his spiritual father, a father in the Lord.
他是一个属灵的爸爸，在主里面的爸爸。
Clearly, Paul has been a mentor and a teacher to this young man.
我们很知道呢，他当时呢，他是在这个提摩太的生命，他是他生命的师父。
So much so that he could speak of him as my child.
所以呢，他可以做这个角色的时候，他就说可以说呢，提摩太是他的儿子。
But here too, I want you to see how the faith is transmitted from one generation to the next.
咁喺度咧，我哋睇到咧，就系咧，我哋嘅信仰点样从一代传到下一代。
In verse 3, Paul speaks of his faith. He says, "I worship with a clear conscience."
佢当喺呢一个嘅提摩太后书第一章第三节嗰度话，我感谢神，即系我嘅祖先一样，我系以清洁良心咧嚟去侍奉我嘅神嘅。
As he says, my ancestors did.
这个特别提到他的祖先，他跟祖先一样。
So my ancestors worshiped God.
我祖先是敬拜上帝的。
Now Paul is worshiping God.
现在保罗也是敬拜上帝。
He has passed on the faith to Timothy, his spiritual child.
他现在将他自己的信仰交给这个提摩太，他是一个他的属灵的儿子。
And essentially, 2 Timothy is the letter where Paul is instructing Timothy in the faith.
所以咧喺呢度第二章嘅时候，保罗咧就系、是、其实咧教导紧提摩太点样世代相传。
But then notice what he says to him in 2 Timothy 2:2.
但系请大家特别留意咧喺提摩太后书第二章第二节。
He urges Timothy to teach others who in turn are capable of teaching others.
佢特别喺度第二节讲话，又当把你所喺好多嘅见证人面前咧，系从我这里来。交托那些又忠心又能够教导别人的人。
So Paul looks back to his ancestors.
保罗先睇佢自己嘅祖先。
Recognizes his own faith.
佢认识佢自己嘅信仰。
Turns to Timothy.
然之后向呢个提摩太。
And then urges Timothy to teach others who can also teach others.
然之后呢，鼓励提摩太教导其他可以教导别人嘅人。
The faith is being transmitted from one generation to the next.
我听见信仰是从一代传到下一代。
And this is a vital part of the church's mission and responsibility.
这个就是我们今天教会的使命。
When I was growing up, we always emphasized that the first call of the church is evangelism and witness to those who do not yet know.
当我成长的时候，我们在教会常常都提到呢，我们教会第一个责任就是传福音。
And this is very important.
这个当然是非常重要啦。
But what I'm reminded of in this text is the responsibility that we have to our children.
但你在这个经文里面再次提醒我们，我们对儿女的责任。
And maybe this is our first responsibility.
可能这个是我们第一的责任。
We are called to raise our children in the faith.
我们要将我们儿女在信仰上面呢来去培养他们。
And frankly, it's a call to the whole church.
这个也是对教会的一个的呼召。
Not merely a call to the Sunday school teachers,
就不是只是给啲主学老师的
or to the pastors,
或者是我们做牧者的
but all of us are called to invest in the faith of the young people of the church.
你和我都是呢被呼召来去呢将我们的信仰交给年轻的一代
to teach them in such a way that they can also then teach the next generation.
让他们能够领受到这个的真理，也都呢将这个真理传给下一代。
As was mentioned, I serve as the president of Ambrose University College and Seminary in Calgary.
刚才我被介绍的时候，我就是现在这个Ambrose 神学院大学的校长。
I'm honored to serve you in that responsibility.
我觉得呢能够在这个角色呢来去服侍大家呢，我觉得是非常的荣幸。
We have a theological seminary.
我们有一个的神学院。
But we also have a school of business.
我们都有商科的学院。
And a school of education.
也都有教育的学院。
The school of music.
亦都音乐嘅学院。
We also teach science and psychology and sociology.
我哋亦都教理科、心理学同埋咧系社会学。
And history and philosophy.
我哋有教历史、教哲学。
And when I meet students even here at the church,
当我哋喺度呢个教会里边见到一啲学生嘅时候，甚至喺我哋呢个本教会嘅时候
，and they tell me that they're university students.
佢哋话我哋系大学学生嚟嘅。
At UBC or Simon Fraser or wherever.
喺 UBC 大学、SFU 大学。
I'm interested in asking them, what is your major? What are you studying?
咁我就问你到底系专修边一科咩？主修咩科呢
？And it's always very interesting.
咁好得意噶，佢通常咧会讲我听。
But the most important thing that is happening in those years.
但系最重要喺呢一啲嘅大学嘅年日咧
，during their university studies.
就系当佢喺大学里边进修
，maybe something else.
仲有另外一样嘢。
Ambrose is a Christian university and seminary.
但系我哋 Ambrose 咧系一个基督教嘅神学院同埋大学。
Most of our students are young people at the, in their late teens and early twenties.
我哋好多嘅学生咧都系咧系十几岁到廿零岁。
These are crucial years in a young person's life.
呢啲咧对即系一个年轻人嚟讲系非常重要嘅关键性嘅一啲嘅年日。
Perhaps the most formative and influential years of a person's life.
亦都可以话一生人咧最重要嘅。所谓塑造我哋生命嘅一啲嘅年日。
And what I want to say is, regardless of what they're studying, perhaps the most important thing is their discipleship in the Christian faith.
但系无论如何咧，最重要咧喺呢段时间，唔系净系学识咩嘢，而系咧喺呢一个时间里面得到门徒嘅训练。
Even in the university, we are passing on the faith from one generation to the next.
喺大学里边，我哋将信仰从一代传到下一代。
And we are keen to support the home.
我哋咧系去支持家庭。
And we are keen to support the church.
我哋亦都支持教会。
In this vision and passion we have to pass on the faith from one generation to the next.
喺呢种呢种嘅意象同埋热忱咧，嚟去将呢一个嘅福音世代相传。
And we appreciate your financial support for this mission.
我好多谢大家对我哋神学院嘅经济上嘅支持。
Richmond Chinese Alliance Church has been very generous to Ambrose University College over the years.
李志文华人宣道会一直咧都系好支持我哋神学院同埋大学。
And we value your continued support.
我继续嘅嚟去咧期待大家继续咧嚟去支持我哋。
But when you invest in Ambrose,
当你去投资喺 Ambrose 嘅时候
，when you send us your support,
当你寄你哋嘅经济上嘅支持俾我哋嘅时候
，recognize that a significant part of our agenda is passing on the faith from one generation.
我希望大家记得，我哋今日重要嘅使命就系将信仰世代相传。
How do we do this?
我哋点样做呢样嘢呢
？How do we do it at home?
我哋点喺屋企做呢样嘢呢
？How do we do it in the church?
我哋点喺教会做呢样嘢呢
？How do we do it at Ambrose?
我哋点喺 Ambrose 去传讲呢样嘢呢
？How do we pass on the faith from one generation to the next?
我哋点样从一代？传到下一代呢
？Well, it's captured by a simple word, as you'll see it in 2 Timothy 2, verse 2.
但我哋睇翻个经文嘅时候，有一个好扼要、关键性嘅字眼，就喺提摩太后书第二章。
And that is the word to teach.
就系教导。
How do you pass on the faith? By teaching.
我哋点样将我哋嘅信仰世代相传呢？就系教导。
Teaching is powerful.
教导是非常的有力的
and very significant in the life of the home and the church.
无论是家庭，无论是教会，都是非常关键性的
As parents, we are called to teach our children.
我们做父母的，我们要教导我们的儿女。
That doesn't necessarily mean we set up little classrooms in our homes.
即不是只是说，我们家呢，即是来去呢，整个课室。
Although you can do that if you wish.
但是大家都可以这样做的喎，原来。
Rather, we're always teaching our children as we come and go.
其实咧，我哋日日咧每个时间又出入咧，我哋其实喺度教导紧佢哋。
The book of Deuteronomy speaks about how we teach our children along the way。
生命记教我哋听点样咧喺路上咧系教导我哋嘅儿女。
Every time we gather for a meal, we are teaching them。
我哋每一次咧系用膳嘅时候，我哋就教导紧佢哋。
We are talking about the goodness of God。
我哋讲紧神嘅恩惠。
And God's providential care for us.
神点样嚟去照顾我哋，供应我哋嘅需要。
We are speaking about our own love for Jesus.
我哋讲到我哋自己点样爱我哋嘅神。
And our desire to serve Him.
点样咧嚟去爱同埋侍奉耶稣。
Teaching is happening all the time in the home.
其实喺我哋生活当中，我哋常常咧不断嘅喺度教导紧嘅。
As we come and go,
因为我哋无论系出系入
，by what we say and by what we do,
我哋嘅言行
，and then we teach in the church.
喺我哋教会嘅教导。
Yes, the church is a missional community.
没错，我哋教会就系一个有使命嘅一个群体。
And it's a worshiping community.
系一个敬拜嘅群体。
But we are also called to teach.
我哋咧更加重要嘅就系要教导。
And particularly to teach our children.
就系点去教导我哋嘅儿女。
We raise them in the faith by teaching them.
我哋喺信仰上边咧去教导佢哋，去栽培佢哋。
And I know that many of you are teachers of the children of this church.
我哋知道咧，我哋好多主学先生嘅咧喺度咧教导紧我哋嘅子女，教会嘅子女。
And I congratulate and celebrate the ways in which you serve as teachers to the young people.
我哋感谢主，同大家一齐庆贺，就系话我哋能够咧喺度教会咧有好嘅教导。
But in some respects, we're all called to be teachers.
但系其实你同我每一个人咧，我哋都有呢一个教导别人嘅责任。
That doesn't mean we're all in the classrooms here at Richmond Chinese Alliance.
即系唔等于我哋每一个人都可以做或者系能够做呢个主学嘅老师。
But it does mean we are attentive to the ways in which we are being called.To teach those who are younger than ourselves.
但系咧，我哋每个人咧都系常常咧系体会到，我哋咧系喺度咧系以身作则，系教导紧别人嘅。
As we pass on the faith from one generation to the next.
当我哋将信仰传俾下一代。
We do this, as I said, by teaching.
我哋咧用咩方法咧？就系教导啦。
But this morning I want to focus on something else.
但系今朝早咧，我哋除咗教导之外咧，我希望大家留意另外一样嘢。
Teaching is so very important.
教导是非常重要的。
And this document or this letter, 2 Timothy, is essentially a teaching letter.
如果我们看提摩太后书呢，的确而确呢，它是一个教导的手册。
Paul is going to teach Timothy through this letter so that Timothy can teach others.
保罗呢，是教导紧提摩太，以致提摩太可以教导别人。
But before he teaches him, he does two other things.
但是他未教导之前呢，他做紧两样的事。
And it's these two things that I want to draw to your attention.
就呢两样嘢咧，我希望大家都多去留意嘅。
First, he blesses Timothy.
第一咧，佢咧系去祝福佢哋。
And secondly, he assures Timothy of his prayers.
就系咧，第二咧，佢话我会为你祈祷。
Notice how he blesses Timothy.
首先咧，我哋睇点样佢祝福提摩太。
In verse 2, he grants him a benediction.
喺第二节嘅时候，我哋睇见咧，当时咧佢有个祝福语。
Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Christ Jesus our Lord.
愿恩惠怜悯平安从父我们的主基督耶稣呢系临到你。
He grants him a blessing.
佢呢系将祝福系赐俾佢。
We often think, and appropriately so, that a blessing comes at the end of the worship service.
我哋好多时候呢，我哋认为呢祝福呢应该系喺一个崇拜或者一个嘅聚会嘅结束。
Or at the end of a letter.
或者咧写封信嘅时候咧，喺最后咧呢个祝福语。
Indeed, almost all of Paul's letters end with a benediction or a blessing.
事实上咧，我哋睇见保罗嘅书信咧，都系咧系咁样结束嘅。
But notice that he also begins with a blessing.
但系我哋同时咧发觉，原来保罗咧喺开始一封信嘅时候咧，都系讲出佢嘅祝福。
Grace, mercy, and peace from God to you, Timothy.
呢个讲到恩惠、怜悯、平安从父我们的主临到你嘅身上，同埋主耶稣临到你身上。
We also see his blessing in verse 4.
我哋睇见第四节，亦都咧，保罗咧有佢嘅祝福喺度嘅。
He says, "I long to see you that I may be filled with joy."
佢话我就咧系渴望你嚟去咧，好叫我满有喜乐。
One of the most powerful ways that we bless is by delighting in another person.
我哋一个最有力嘅去祝福别人嘅方法，就系咧喜悦同佢一齐。
I bless my wife by delighting in her.
我同我太太一齐，我能够好喜欢同佢一齐，我就系祝福咗佢。
I bless my sons by delighting in them.
我系同我啲仔女一齐，我好喜悦同佢一齐，咁我咧就祝福咗佢啦。
And this afternoon I get to visit with my granddaughters.
咁我今日晏昼咧，我哋有机会咧去探我嘅孙女。
And I will bless them by delighting in them.
我咧就有机会去见到佢嘅时候咧，我会咧系祝福佢，因为咧我好喜悦佢。
And I hope they'll bless me back.
我相信咧，佢会咧，亦都同时咧祝福翻我。
We bless by delighting in the other.
我哋点样去祝福咧？就系因为我哋陪伴嘅喜悦所带嚟嘅祝福。
And then thirdly, he blesses him also. We see in verse 6.
再睇第六节嘅时候，佢亦都咧喺另外一方面咧系祝福佢嘅。
By the formal laying on of hands.
就系咧系正式嘅按手嚟去咧喺佢身上。
There's an older man blessing a younger man.
一个年长啲嘅人按手喺一个嘅年轻有为嘅人。
An older preacher blessing a younger preacher.
一个嘅年长嘅一个嘅牧师，一个嘅讲道者嚟去祝福一个年轻嘅 讲道者。
But the main point I want to bring is this one.
但我更加重要的一个要点呢，就是这一点。
Paul is going to teach Timothy.
保罗要教导提摩太。
But before he teaches him, he blesses him.
但是他未教导他之前呢，他就祝福他。
This is very significant.
这个是非常呢，是重要的。
He blesses him before he teaches him.
首先他祝福了他，先至去教导他。
Deep within our cultures, we have this idea that you do not bless someone until they listen to your teaching.
在我们的文化当中，我们呢通常都在想，就是我们不会去祝福的人，直至到呢他呢是满足到或者我们的需要，或者是我们教导了他先。
That blessing follows the teaching.
祝福呢是跟住呢一个嘅教导嘅。
So that if you want to know the blessing of someone, you need to obey them or fulfill their expectations.
所以呢，如果你呢要知道嗰个祝福系咩呢，你就要先满足佢一个人佢嗰个嘅教导嘅要求。
We think that if my sons want my blessing, they first need to listen to my teaching.
我哋通常谂咧，我哋如果我哋呢，我哋嘅仔要我哋去祝福佢咧，佢一定要听我哋嘅话。
If they listen to my teaching and do what I expect.Then I will bless them, we say.
如果他听我的讲的嘢，亦都呢依照我讲的嘢去行的时候呢，我就会祝福他了。
But Paul turns this around.
但是保罗呢将这个调转了。
He blesses before he teaches.
他首先是祝福，然之后呢先至教导。
He delights in Timothy before he teaches Timothy.
他呢是喜悦同提摩太一起。先至呢进一步呢去教导佢。
He assures Timothy of God's grace before he teaches Timothy.
佢先呢系对提摩太肯定神嘅恩惠，然之后呢先至进一步呢去教导佢。
And I know that some of you are thinking,
我哋可能一路听嘅时候一路谂紧。
Surely I should not bless my sons until they obey me or fulfill my expectations.
即系我真系应该系咪话佢我啲仔女听我话照我嘅期望做嘅时候，我先至祝福佢呢？
But what I'm calling you to, or inviting you to this morning,
我哋希望大家呼唤大家，就系话今日呢
is to stress that this essentially is the gospel.
其实呢个就系福音啊。
That God loved us while we were yet sinners.
就系当我哋还作罪人嘅时候，神已经先爱我哋。
That God died for us at the cross before we responded to His teaching and instruction.
耶稣喺十字架上已经为我哋先死，然之后呢系我哋都未呢系回应佢嘅话语。
And that in like manner, I am called to bless my son.
同样呢，我哋今日呢，我哋要先祝福我哋嘅儿女。
As older ones in the church, we are called to bless the younger ones.
我哋做长者嘅，我哋喺教会里边要祝福嗰啲嘅年轻嘅人。
And I know we long for them to hear our wisdom.
我哋知道呢，我哋常常都话，我觉得我哋好多智慧，我哋食盐多过食米，咁我哋好想呢，将我哋嘢传俾佢。
We long for young people to listen to our instruction.
我哋好希望呢年轻人咧听我哋所讲嘅。
Perhaps even as I was speaking this morning, you were already thinking to yourself, but the young people don't listen to us.
通常大家听我咁讲嘅时候，你讲容易啊，但系咧，其实我啲仔女都唔听我讲嘅。
But I wonder if one of the obstacles to their listening is our failure to bless.
但系系唔系其中一个嘅难阻令我哋咧嗰啲细蚊仔唔听我哋咧，就系我哋冇去祝福佢哋。
I have two sons.
我有两个仔。
Both of them are in their 30s.
他们已经三十多岁了。
I see them regularly.
我都常常见到他们的。
On any given time that I see them,
我每一次见到他们的时候。
If I were to ask, what is their greatest need from their father right now?
我们每一次呢问他，你觉得你从你爹地希望得到什么东西呢？
The answer is always the same.
我的答案都是一样。
They need to know my blessing.
他知道呢我是祝福着他。
My delight, my affirmation in them.
我对他的喜悦同埋我对佢嘅肯定。
You're asking, but do they listen to your teaching?
咁你就话，诶，佢听唔听你讲嘅嘢啊，教导嘅嘢啊
？Not yet.
未必，或者未至。
Well, not as much as I would like.
即系唔系好似我嘅期待咁高啦，等啊，最难度。
But their greatest need from me is for me to bless them.
但系佢最大从我得到嘅需要系咩咧？就系我会不断嘅去祝福佢哋。
Before I can expect them to listen to my teaching.
即系如果。即是我未教导他之前呢，我都愿意祝福他。
I know our culture tells us it's the other way around.
我们的文化告诉我们是调转的。
But the gospel tells us, let's bless and then let teaching follow.
但福音就教导我们先去祝福，然后去教导。
First, Paul blesses Timothy.
首先，保罗呢系祝福提摩太。
Secondly, notice that he assures him also of his prayers.
但跟住呢，佢会讲一听，我会为你祈祷。
In verse 3 of chapter 1,
在第三节，第一章第三节。
He says, I remember you constantly in my prayers, night and day.
他说我在祷告中昼夜不断的纪念你。
Now this is not just Paul's incidental reference.
这个不是单指保罗呢，罗不来提一提的说话。
When Paul says he's praying for Timothy, he's assuring Timothy that he is praying for him.
当保罗提出他说他会为提摩太祈祷的时候呢，他是肯定着保罗提摩太呢，我是真的为你祈祷。
And this is important.
这个是很重要的。
Now I'm going to say to you, we're called to bless the young people of the church.
我们呢说我们应该呢去祝福我们的年轻人。
And we're called to bless our sons and daughters at home.
我们祝福我们家庭里面的儿女。
And now you know I'm also going to say we need to pray.
我们呢当然你我知道你讲什么呢，你没讲我知道，你就为他们祈祷嘛。
We need to pray for our sons and daughters.
我们应该为我们儿女祈祷嘛。
We need to pray for the young people of the church.
我们应该为教会的年轻人祈祷嘛。
And how will I know that you pray for your sons and daughters?
但我怎么知道你真的为他们祈祷呢？
Well, maybe at the end you'll say to me, I pray for my son.
可能完了你说，哎，我真的为我儿女祈祷的。
And then you'll say, now you know.
那你知道，我讲了你听了。
But how do I know?
但我怎么知道呢？
How do we know that you pray for your sons and daughters?
我怎么知道你真的为你儿女祈祷呢？
What's the evidence of this?
那个证据在哪里呢？
We tend to think that if I say it, then that's the evidence.
我们呢通常呢以为呢我讲了就是咯。
So let me suggest that the evidence is somewhere else.
让我呢是去向大家建议呢，那个证据呢是在其另外一方面的。
In Philippians chapter 4, Paul says, be anxious for nothing.
在腓立比书第四章那里讲呢是不要忧虑。
But in prayer and supplication, present your requests to God.
但在祷告感恩呢，是将你的需要呢是转告神。
And receive the peace that transcends all understanding.
那你就会呢有出人意外的平安。
I wonder if the primary evidence of prayer is that we are not anxious or worried about our children.
我会不会呢是那个的祈祷的证据就是我们呢没有忧虑。
That I can tell you pray for your sons and daughters because you're not worried about them.
就我可以话为你去为佢哋祈祷呢，就系、是、呢，可以呢，你嘅证据呢，就系、是、你唔会担心佢哋。
You're not worried about them because you've entrusted them to God.
你唔担心就系因为你将佢交托咗俾神啊嘛。
And you've said, God, I trust you to do your work in your time.
你话神啊，求你呢系按照你嘅美意同埋你嘅时间做你自己嘅工作。
Now Paul here assures Timothy that he's praying for him.
在这里呢，保罗呢，去向提摩太保证，我是为你祈祷的。
And that's it's appropriate for us to say that to one another.
这个当然是理所当然的。
Probably when I part ways today with Pastor Simon, I'll say I'm praying for you.
当然我们离开的时候，我们都会说，啊，我会为你祈祷的。
That's a good thing.
这个是一个好事来的。
But sometimes when we say it to our children,
但当我们跟我们儿女这样讲的时候，
it's almost more of a burden.
可能有一个更大的重担来的。
I'm praying for you, son, you say.
我是为你祈祷的仔。
And my sons jokingly say, when you say that, dad, it means you've given up. Now you're hoping God can fix us.
我仔就会，即是他说，你为我祈，说你为我祈祷呢，其实呢，你已经放弃了我了，那求神呢，是即是在你身上，继续做工啦。
Sometimes I wonder if it's just better to say nothing about our prayer.
有时可能咧唔需要讲嘅吓，
because they can tell we're praying for them.
因为咧佢会知道我哋真系为佢祈祷。
How can they tell?
佢点知咧？
We're not worried.
我哋唔担心。
Now I know you're thinking, no, not in our culture.
你可能话诶，冇可能我哋嘅文化咧唔会系咁嘅。
In our culture, fathers are supposed to have furrowed brows.
我哋做爸爸嘅应该咧皱起眉头嘅。
If you're a father, you don't bless until they fulfill your expectations.
我哋做爸爸嘅咧，我哋唔会祝福我哋嘅儿女，直至到咧佢哋满足我哋嘅要求。
And to be a good mother is to be worried.
我哋做妈妈咧就要成日担心。
If you're not worried, then you're not a good mother.
如果你唔成日担心我哋嘅儿女咧，你就系唔系一个好嘅妈妈。
But the gospel turns it around.
但系福音咧将佢调转过嚟。
Because we trust God to do God's work in God's time.
我们呢是相信神在祂的美意和时间最好的时间呢是做祂自己的工作。
We bless our sons and daughters.
我们祝福我们的儿女。
We pray for our sons and
daughters. 我哋为佢哋嚟祈祷。
And we trust God to do God's work in their lives in God's time.
我哋呢相信神喺佢嘅时间同埋佢嘅美意当中嚟去做佢自己嘅工作。
Does this mean we don't teach?
呢个系咪等于我哋唔需要教导呢
？Of course not. Of course we are teaching.
梗系唔系啦，我哋要真系要教导嘅。
Of course we're passing on wisdom.
当然我哋要将我哋嘅智慧传俾佢哋啦。
Of course we're giving instruction along the way.
当然我哋要喺我哋嘅日常生活里边不断嘅嚟去以身作则啦。
But that teaching and instruction will only be beneficial.
但系如果我哋嘅教导要有效嘅时候
，if we learn how to bless and how to pray.
就是我们先要学习去祝福我们的儿女和为他们来祈祷。
Now I stressed earlier that this happens in the home and in the church.
我刚才已经讲过了，这件事应该在家庭里面和在教里面来去实行的。
And really the two need the support of the other.
而呢 两者呢是相辅相成的。
As a father with two sons,
作为爸爸我有两个仔。
I so long that my sons would know the blessing and affirmation of other older men.
我哋好盼望咧，就系我嘅仔能够得到一啲年长啲嘅人佢嘅智慧。
My calling as a father is not merely to my sons.
我自己作为爸爸嘅呼召咧，就唔系净系对住我自己嘅仔女。
But to all of the young people that I encounter in the life of the church.
就系咧对住教会所有嘅年青人，同埋咧佢哋嗰个嘅喺佢哋嘅需要嘅当中。
And I can assure you that every parent that is here today,
我可以同当中我哋每一个做父母嘅人讲
，feels that the call to raise their children in the faith is it just feels too much.
有时咧，我哋要做父母，哇，觉得嗰个责任太重啦。
They're wondering if they can do it.
啲成日都觉得自己咧唔系好称职。
They hear my call,
但系你听到我讲嘅时候
，and they long to do it.
咁佢就啊，我都好想好学你喎。
But maybe they have teenagers.
但系佢哋。青年有啲青年嘅少年嘅子女，
and they're thinking this is so difficult.
佢就谂，哎呀，真系好难啊。
And that's where they need the support of the church.
咁所以咧，佢哋需要教会嘅支持咯。
Older women blessing younger women.
即系年长嘅妇女祝福嗰啲年轻嘅妇女。
Older men blessing younger men.
年长嘅男士祝福咧年轻嘅男士。
I know that after the service, we tend to gather with the people that are our own type and age.
我哋好多时候完咗崇拜嘅时候咧，梗系即系咧，物以类聚吓，即系群翻咧我哋自己熟悉嘅人。
I look for the other men my age.
我哋都可能揾翻同我年纪差唔多嘅人。
And we talk about the same thing.
我哋都讲同样嘅嘢。
We laugh the same joke.
我哋即系为同样嘅嘢嚟开玩笑。
And we look over at the young people.
咁我哋睇下，嗰班青年人喺嗰度。
And we say, oh, they're weird.
哇，佢哋好怪嘅。
And they look over at us.
咁佢又望翻我哋。
And they say, "Oh, they're weird."
佢话啊，呢班人好怪啊，呢老人家。
And we are in our different zones or pods or silos.
我哋喺唔同嘅所谓区域，喺唔同嘅堆。
There's all kinds of time for me to get together with my friends to talk about what we want to talk about.
我哋有好多机会喺唔同嘅区里边咧，同我哋嘅老友咧倾偈嘅。
But on Sunday morning, one of the most important things that happens is that older and younger are getting together.
但是在主日崇拜的时候是一个呢 男女老少、啊、即是呢是一起呢聚集的时间。
Young people, if you want to grow in strength and wisdom,
如果年轻人你想成长你在智慧上面是增多的时候
if you want to grow in faith in the Lord,
你希望你的信仰能够加深在主里面呢来去扎根
you need the wisdom and counsel of those that are older than you are.
你就需要我哋当中嘅年长嘅有智慧嘅人咧，系去教导你。
Younger men need the older men.
年轻嘅人需要年长嘅人。
Younger women need the older women.
年轻嘅姊妹需要年长嘅姊妹嘅教导。
Yes, I know they're weird, but you need them.
哇，佢哋好怪噶，但系你好需要佢嘅。
And to the older ones.
对年长嘅。
To my peers.
我哋嘅同辈嘅。
I know it's a stretch. I know it's difficult.
我知道唔容易喎、啊、
But make the effort.
但我哋需要咁做。
Make the effort to connect with young people of the church.
我哋需要咧系努力嘅嚟去咧同年轻嘅一代咧嚟去咧系交朋友。
Pray for them.
去为佢祈祷。
Bless them.
去祝福佢哋。
Encourage them.
去鼓励佢哋。
Let's take that responsibility together.
我哋一齐去负起呢个责任。
To pass on the faith from one generation to the next.
将这个信仰从一代传到下一代。
And to teach others so that they in turn can teach others.
去教导能够教导别人的人。
May God bless you each one.
愿主祝福大家。多谢。